Chapter 7, The Princess of Venus, Part 1.
The training chamber deep within the Solari stronghold hummed with energy. Kael and Zal stood at ease, sweat still clinging to their skin from their latest sparring session. Across from them, Commander Renar, a hardened Solari veteran with age on his face, studied them with his usual unshaken composure.
"This is not just another assignment,"
Renar began, his voice measured and firm.
"We have just learned, from the Kurai resistance of all sources, the Venusian princess has been taken by the Eclipse. If we do not act, Venus will have no choice but to bend the knee to the Shalit Biru."
Kael exhaled heavily, rolling his shoulders.
"So, we're glorified babysitters now?"
He shot his twin a sidelong glance, smirking.
"Hope she doesn't cry too much."
Zal crossed his arms, unimpressed.
"Do we even know if she's still alive? The Eclipse isn't known for keeping their captives in one piece. And how do we know this isn't a trap to capture us?"
Varric's sharp gaze landed on Zal.
"She is alive. Our sources within the Kurai resistance confirm she is being held in an outpost on the frozen moon of Xiphos. But if we delay, that may no longer be the case. I know it's a risk, but the fastest way to rescue her is to send the two of you, together."
Zal sighed, stretching his arms.
"Great, a frigid wasteland and a spoiled princess. Sounds like fun."
Kael shoots him a sharp look.
"Is that all you got out of what the commander just said?"
Commander Renar's expression hardened.
"You do well to take this seriously. Venus may not have declared an allegiance yet, but if the Eclipse succeeds, they will fall under the Shalit Biru's control. That shifts the balance of power in ways we cannot afford."
Zal frowned, absorbing the gravity of the statement.
"So it's not just a rescue mission. This is about keeping Venus out of Eclipse's hand."
"Precisely."
Renar nodded.
"You leave at first light. A small team will accompany you, but this mission is yours. Consider it your first true test beyond these walls."
Kael huffed, but nodded.
All right. We'll go fetch the princess. But if she whines the whole way back, I'm blaming you."
Raynar's gaze remained impassive.
"Get some rest. You'll need it."
As they exited the chamber, Zal glanced at his brother.
"This could be bigger than we think, Kael."
Kael smirked.
"It always is."
Enter Captivity.
The dim glow of bioluminescent crystals lined the walls of the underground chamber, casting eerie shadows over the cold stone floor. The air was thick with dampness, carrying the scent of minerals and something faintly metallic. In the center of the chamber, bound by energy restraints, sat Princess Lyatzara of Venus. Her skin as white as snow complemented her long, silvery hair, cascaded over her shoulders. Her delicate features set in a defiant glare as she surveyed her captors. Though outwardly poised, her mind raced, calculating possible escape routes and gauging the temperament of those who held her prisoner. Across from her, an Eclipse enforcer leaned lazily against a stone pillar. His armor, black with crimson accents, bore the sigil of the faction. A plasma blade hung at his hip, its hilt worn from years of use. He observed the princess with an amused smirk.
"You're remarkably composed for a prisoner,"
he mused, his voice dripping with condescension.
"Most in your position would be begging by now."
Lysara lifted her chin, her emerald eyes sharp.
"Venusians do not beg, and certainly not to barbarians who resort to abduction."
A chuckle came from deeper within the chamber. Another figure emerged from the shadows, an Eclipse commander draped in a long, flowing coat, his presence radiating authority. His deep-set, calculating eyes locked onto Lysara as he stepped closer.
"Princess,"
he greeted smoothly.
Let's not start off with insults. After all, your cooperation could mean the difference between a swift resolution or something less pleasant.
Lysara refused to flinch.
Why am I here?
The commander clasps his hands behind his back, pacing in slow, deliberate steps.
You are leverage, Your Highness. Venus has remained resistant to the grand design of the Shalit Biru. That will soon change.
She narrowed her eyes.
My people will never bow to the eclipse.
The commander tilted his head, smirking.
Perhaps not willingly, but once they believe their beloved princess has seen the wisdom in our cause, well, they may reconsider.
Lysara's stomach twisted, though she gave no indication of her inner turmoil. She understood now. They didn't intend to harm her. They intended to use her as a mouthpiece, a tool to manipulate Venus into submission. The thought sickened her. The enforcer chuckled.
You'll find that everyone breaks, princess. Some just take longer than others.
Lysara's lips curled into a wry smile.
Then you'll be waiting a very long time.
The commander's smirk remained, though a flicker of irritation passed through his gaze. He turned to his enforcer.
Keep her comfortable. She's voluble, but make sure she understands her position.
The enforcer nodded, stepping toward her with an almost predatory air. Lysara held her ground, staring him down. She would not break. Not now. Not ever. As the commander turned and disappeared into the darkness, Lysara quietly clenched her fists.
Soon, my people would come for me. And when they do, the eclipse will regret ever laying a hand on the Princess of Venus.
The Beast of Xiphos.
The shuttle cut through the frozen atmosphere of Xiphos, its engines a steady hum against the backdrop of cold silence. Below them, the frozen moon seemed to stretch endlessly, jagged ice formations jutting from the barren surface like the bones of some ancient creature. Xiphos was a world of unyielding cold and desolation, the perfect place for the Eclipse to hide their most dangerous operations. Inside the shuttle, Kael and Zal stood in the shadowed cockpit, their faces blank.
Almost there,
Zal muttered, his voice steady despite the weight of the mission pressing down on them. His fingers drummed lightly on the console, a sign of his controlled impatience. Kael nodded, his expression grim. His thoughts were a whirl of tactics. He had watched the intelligence reports, outpost specifications, security protocols, and studied the Eclipse tactics. The mission had a single objective: get Princess Lysara, the beacon of Venus. The shuttle's landing gear finally touched the surface with a soft hiss, releasing a cloud of vapor into the frigid air. The sound of their shuttle landing was swallowed by the silence of the frozen wasteland outside. Zal adjusted his gauntlets, his sharp blue eyes catching Kael's for a brief moment.
We go in silent. Eliminate only when necessary.
Kael glanced back at the cargo hold, where their weapons were secured.
Stay close. Once we breach, it's a race against time.
With that, the twins secured their Solari weaponry and armor, moving quickly toward the hatch. The cold that hit them as they stepped out of the shuttle was brutal, but their bodies naturally generated enough heat that they never noticed the temperature. They moved fast, their feet crunching on the frozen ground, leaving no trace of their passage in the snow. Their bodies, lean and muscular, were honed for stealth and speed, and they knew every angle, every inch of ground to cover in order to avoid the enemy's watchful eyes. The outpost ahead loomed like a jagged fortress, a structure made of blackened metal and reinforced ice. Kael's gaze swept across the landscape, noting the series of watchtowers and hidden surveillance cameras that lined the perimeter. The eclipse was arrogant, but not unprepared. This place was a fortress of cold calculation.
They'll be expecting a frontal assault,
Kael murmured, his voice low but certain.
We'll approach from the west entrance. Fewer guards, better cover.
Agreed.
Zal's eyes narrowed as he adjusted his blaster's settings to silent. He always preferred the quiet approach, eliminate threats before they knew what hit them. Using the jagged terrain to conceal their approach, the twins moved like shadows, each step measured and swift. They encountered the first sentry halfway to their target, a single Eclipse guard standing near the entrance. Kael raised his hand, signaling Zal to take the lead. Without a word, Zal crept forward, his movements fluid and precise. He closed the distance in seconds, his blade drawn in a smooth arc. The guard never had a chance to react, falling silently to the ground, his body already cooling in the harsh cold. Zal retracted his blade and nodded to Kael. The fortress loomed before them, its blackened metal walls rising sharply from the icy surface, like the jagged spires of an ancient cathedral. The moon's light cast an eerie glow across the complex, and the air was thick with the chill of Xiphos. It was a place built to resist invaders, and the Eclipse had made sure to fortify it with more than just steel and technology. Kael and Zal moved with the practiced stealth of seasoned warriors as they approached a hidden service entrance, just as their intel had suggested. The guards stationed at the main gates were few, but any misstep could mean detection.
Once inside, we'll disable the security systems,
Kael whispered, his voice cutting through the stillness.
We take the service tunnels. It'll be the fastest way to reach Her Royal Majesty.
Zal nodded, scanning the perimeter.
Good, let's go.
The twin warriors moved quickly, their bodies perfectly synchronized, the cold air biting at their exposed faces as they slipped through the shadows toward the entrance. But just as they reached the door, an ominous growl echoed through the dark expanse of the outpost. Kael froze. His eyes darted to the side, his body tensing. He could feel it. The presence of something massive, something alive. His hand instinctively gripped the hilt of his energy blade.
That's not a guard, in the traditional sense,
Zal murmured, his eyes narrowing as he turned to look in the direction of the sound.
I'm not liking where this is going.
The growl came again. Louder this time. Echoing off the icy walls. It was a sound that sent a chill deep into their bones, a low, guttural rumble that hinted at something far larger than any mere guard. From the shadows, something moved. A hulking figure emerged, its massive form covered in a thick hide of scales and fur that blended perfectly with the environment. The creature was a grotesque hybrid of a beast, a massive, lizard-like body with the muscular build of a predator, its sharp claws scraping the ice as it prowled the perimeter, its glowing eyes fixed on the twins with predatory intent.
Protective beast.
Kael muttered under his breath. His gaze shifted to the creature's massive jaws, lined with rows of sharp, glistening teeth. It was a guardian, a monstrosity created by the Eclipse to protect the fortress from any intruders. a creation born from the dark sciences of Mercury experimentation. Zal gripped his blaster, the barrel humming with energy as he aimed at the creature's head.
We don't have time for this.
Kyle raised a hand, signaling for caution.
Wait, we don't know what it's capable of.
The creature's long, forked tongue flicked out, tasting the air, its claws scraping against the ice with an unsettling screech. It sniffed the air, its glowing yellow eyes narrowing as it locked onto the twins. The beast lunged suddenly, its claws digging into the ice, sending shards flying as it shot forward with terrifying speed. Zal didn't hesitate. He fired a blast from his blaster, the energy beam searing through the air toward the creature's head. But the beast was quick, its head jerking to the side just in time. The shot grazed its thick hide, leaving a scorched mark, but doing little to stop it. Kael drew his energy blade, its brilliant blue glow illuminating the dark surroundings.
We can't let it get closer,
he said, voice tight with resolve. Zal fired again, this time aiming for the creature's legs. The blast hit its hindquarters, but the beast roared in fury, barely slowing its charge.
Damn it,
Kael hissed.
Stop fooling around. Use your powers.
He leaped forward, spinning in a fluid motion, his energy blade slashing through the air. He met the creature's charge head-on, narrowly dodging its massive claw as it swiped at him. The blade collided with the creature's hide, sending a surge of energy through its body. It staggered but quickly recovered, growling in fury. Zal sprinted forward, closing the distance between them. This time he used energy blasts from his hands. The creature snarled, twisting to face him, its sharp teeth gleaming in the pale moonlight. Kael swung his blade again, distracting the beast as Zal fired point blank at its exposed underbelly. The blast hit its mark. The creature howled in agony, its massive body convulsing as it recoiled. But it wasn't finished yet. With one last furious lunge, it bared its fangs, its jaws opening wide to snap at the twins. Kael reacted instantly. He dove forward, rolling under the beast's massive claws and slashing upward with his energy blade. The blade cut deep into the creature's chest, sending a shockwave of energy through its body. The creature let out a deafening roar, its body shuddering before it collapsed onto the ice with a thud, its massive form twitching once before going still. Zal stood over the creature, his chest heaving with adrenaline.
Damn thing, almost got us. Say, why didn't you use your powers?
Kael wiped the sweat from his brow, his eyes scanning the dark, icy horizon.
We're not done yet.
They paused for a moment, catching their breath. The protective beast had been a formidable challenge, but it was only the beginning of the dangers they would face within the fortress. Time was slipping away, and they couldn't afford to waste another second. Kael motioned toward the entrance, his tone hardening with focus.
Let's move.
They stepped over the fallen creature, entering the fortress through the service entrance and disappearing into the shadows.